why we are doing all these things. Three reasons primarily. One is to meet the need for the public health workforce in this country, both in terms of quality and quantity. The second is to increase diversity in the public health workforce, and particularly our new undergraduate program is designed to be a new pipeline for underrepresented minorities into the field of public health. And the third one, of course, is that all of these programs will generate income, which we sorely need as state funding goes down. So we are on a good trajectory. Public health is alive, well, and healthy and robust at UIC, and I think it's something I am proud of, and I think you can be proud of too. And I went through a lot of things very quickly, so I will take questions if you have them. Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you. About the third or fourth slide in, you show the sources of funding. One of them is external funding. You jump from about $50,000 a year to like $900,000 a year.
Oh, that was in the urban health program where there was a year when we lost one of our foundation grants there. It was actually because of a change in the federal government. Where did I miss? No, here it is. Here, right? This one?
What happened?
That was a change in federal funding. So there was a lapse in the program, one of the key programs for training underrepresented minorities. But as soon as that kicked back in, we're back in the mix. So,
what is the new school of public health in Indiana?
Well, there's a lot of new schools of public health around us, actually. So two senior people, right? So, so Indiana just started. Actually, as I understand, two schools of public health because politically they couldn't figure out where to put them. So they, instead of just finding a solution, they did two. We actually also have two competitors in Wisconsin now, one in Milwaukee and sort of one at Madison. Although it is not, it will never be an accredited school because it's embedded within the medical school. So we have. My point is, we have a lot of competition. There's a lot of new schools coming online. There is a need to train additional people in public health for various reasons. There's a demographic bulge in the public health workforce that is retiring. And the second thing is in terms of the quality of the workforce. Most people, 75% of the people that actually practice public health don't have a degree in public health. So we have two forces working where we need to address the workforce needs of this country. So a lot of states are coming online to do that. But, you know, we're doing our part, too. And I think with our online programs in particular, things and innovative ones like the DRPH, we're well ahead of the curve. Because we can literally train people at the highest level at a distance while they retain their positions in public health in the workforce.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Jim, what's that?
One of my pet peeves, your ceasefire program reminded me very much of the Chicago is the murder capital of the world, generated by conflicts over drug sales. And my thought is that, is there any way by which we can academically do a study that would demonstrate to those law enforcement people of the world and the general public the foolishness of allowing drugs in our community so that people are there to kill each other at 2 or 3 a day? Ridiculous.
Well, I could spend a few hours talking about ceasefire, but the ceasefire's initial attempt at solving the problem is to break the chain of transmission. That's the interruption. That's the epidemic model of public health applied to violence. The next step is to get at the root causes. That's where ceasefire is going next. And the other place ceasefire is going, if you don't know, is going national and international. So ceasefire is now in 20 U.S. cities and 5 foreign countries. So it's a model actually that has been demonstrated, has been vetted by the Justice Department and independently by Johns Hopkins, proven that this model works. But you're right, the big thing is not just to keep interrupting the individual acts, but to get at the root causes of violence, and drugs, of course, is one of them. But as I said, we do have the Community Outreach and Intervention Project, which is focused on, for example, AIDS as the problem, though, is about breaking the drug habit. They're working with the drug addicts in the Chicago community.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, once again, this well-oiled machine is running ahead of schedule. How about that?
Save care of that.
So just in terms of logistics, I think it would be helpful to have one more executive session, do that over lunch. But try to contain the duration so that we're at least back here by 1 o'clock. And I think we may be able to get back here earlier, and we can talk about what happens if we're able to achieve that.